Professor Richard Wilding, Professor of Supply Chain Management at Cranfield School of Management in the UK.
A really basic question. I'm sure that a lot of people who aren't in this room, in this summit today, ask themselves, what is a supply chain?
Okay, well, a supply chain really starts with raw material, and some very simple definitions of a supply chain is getting stuff out of the ground and getting it back into the ground. So that'll include all sorts of different processing steps, transport steps, storage steps, and so on and so forth. One particular model which is used talks about plan, source, make, deliver, and return. So, you know, there's all those aspects which are built into a supply chain. So it's not just, you know, what often people see the results of a supply chain, which is they go and buy something off the supermarket shelf and they have that product in their hand. But often what they forget is all the various other stages in getting that product from anywhere around the world to that supermarket shelf. And then finally, once they've used that product, how's it going to be disposed of and put back into the ground?
We're here at a sustainability summit talking about how to make a more sustainable supply chain. What are the steps that are required to actually make the supply chain more sustainable? We heard some shocking figures this morning about, I think it was 5.1 billion, was it, or a million?
It depends what the fact was, yeah.
Well, let me just start that over. We're at a sustainability summit, and the whole focus of today is to create a more sustainable supply chain. What are the steps necessary to make that supply chain more sustainable?
I think some of the key steps we need to think about is, first of all, we need to define, well, what is sustainability and what is a sustainable supply chain? And there's actually three things that people are reasonably well recognised that we need to trade off, and that is the environmental issues. We have to also think about the economic issues, but also the society issues. So if we're thinking about often global supply chains, we might say to ourselves, well, environmentally, it is better to source everything locally. But if we do that, what does that mean for a nation in Africa, which is growing a particular product and their whole economy and society is based around manufacturing that product? So often these decisions aren't as simple as just saying, we'll take the environmental route. We also have to think that, you know, if we're taking these actions, we have to make sure there's some economic sustainability. In other words, that businesses are able to actually make, you know, a profit and make some money into the future. The key thing that then sort of ties all this together to enable all this really is collaboration. We have to think more in a more focused way about collaboration. It's a very easy word to say. But this is about building relationships internally within the organisation and also externally. And one of the definitions which is often used for supply chain management is supply chain management is all about the relationships in order to create value and also reduce cost at the same time. And we need to think carefully about how we manage those relationships. And sadly, we have mixed messages given out by many companies. You might have a buying team in a retailer turning around to a supplier and saying, hey, we want you to cut costs by 10%. But then at the same time, you've got another team within that organisation going to them and saying, look, we want to be more sustainable. They can be more sustainable, but if we put these businesses under continued price pressure, that isn't going to happen. And we need to re-educate buyers to think very differently about what's going on and create a vision, really, for creating things. Yep, it might actually cost us a little bit more, but at the end of the day, it might cost us a little bit more now, but it's going to save us a fortune in the future. Because if we destroy our environment in the future and destroy other businesses in the future and societies in the future, picking up the cost of fixing that is going to be far more than just dealing with the whole issue of, you know, having to put a few pence on the price of something and your company actually getting a tiny bit less margin overall.
Every morning we've heard that one of the goals of this summit is to move from debate and discussion to action. Do you think there are any points that are coming out of today where people are going to go back and actually act on this to move sustainability forward in businesses?
One of the big debates today from today's thing was around the whole issue of collaboration. And I think, sadly, there is a lot of discussion about collaboration. Everybody says they want to collaborate, but then very little is really done. Part of that is because of the existing performance measures set up within organisations. And what I do hope today has achieved is that once again it's raised the issue with people and got into their mind that they need to start thinking differently about the way they actually move forward and use business, and they manage business relationships. You know, being collaborative and so on, so it's not just all warm and cozy. It's about driving a relationship forward and focusing on things. And I think we have to start thinking very differently about the way we structure relationships and the way we enable our organisation to build relationships externally with other people. I mean, for example, even with our competitors, it's a concept of co-opetition, competitors coming together in order to be able to compete. And we need to think more clearly about where we can actually implement, if you like, co-opetition and get people working together in order to be able to compete more effectively and support, you know, those three things of can we sustain things economically, in society, and also we have to think about can we actually sustain this, of course, from an environmental perspective.